Now,
I'm Barton Eckert.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the UN, but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana in 1938, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006, and was the first to rise from within the ranks of the United Nations staff. Former intelligence leaders who served under both Democratic and Republican presidents released a statement denouncing President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as ill-considered and unprecedented. Correspondent Caitlin Collins reports from the White House that sources say the president is planning on revoking more clearances in the coming days.
His next target, Bruce Orr, a little-known Justice Department employee.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
Trump has repeatedly targeted Orr because of his contacts with Christopher Steele, the former British spy who investigated Trump's ties to Russia. The Department of Justice has said Orr has no involvement with Robert Mueller's investigation.
Firefighters in California are making progress in that state's largest ever wildfire.
It's slow because as crews gain ground overnight when moisture levels rise, they lose some of that ground when the sun comes up and sucks that moisture right back out. The Ranch Fire, the remaining blaze burning in the 366,000-plus acre Mendocino Complex fire, is burning in rugged, densely forested terrain stocked with dry, dead trees, pine needles and leaves.
That's reporter Jim Roop in California. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to let them file a legal appeal that could, for now, keep President Donald Trump's critics from gaining access to financial records related to his Washington hotel. The case accuses the president of violating the Emoluments Clause, which bans federal officials from accepting benefits from foreign and state governments without congressional approval. News outlets are challenging a new Maryland law meant to fight foreign meddling in online political advertising because they say it creates unfair burdens on media sites that publish ads. The Maryland-Delaware D.C. Press Association filed the federal lawsuit on Friday, challenging the constitutionality of the law passed in April. They say the law infringes on free speech rights with required statements about political ads. A powerful outage at Reagan National is being blamed on an equipment failure and disruption of two electrical feeds to the airport. Dominion Energy spokesman Chuck Penn saying in an email that when equipment in an underground cabinet failed Wednesday night, one of the two feeds was interrupted. When the airport's automated equipment tried to switch to the second feed, the Dominion source for the feed was also disrupted. That left most of the airport with no power. A woman whose drunken antics forced a New York-bound flight to make an unplanned landing at Dulles has been sentenced to 2 years probation. Robin DeCore of Bayonne, New Jersey, reportedly apologized at Friday's sentencing. DeCore pled guilty to interfering with the crew of a JetBlue flight from the Dominican Republic. She said she drank 3 or 4 glasses of wine, began touching a male passenger, then hurled water bottles and profanities, wriggling free of flex cuffs, and even kicking a flight attendant. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. That's a stalled car on the Beltway Interloop right before Georgia Avenue with a right lane blocked. No major delay. It's early, not a lot of traffic, but just watch for that. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Maryland, northbound. All traffic's being diverted to 198. That's because of an injury crash through that stretch. And that's a construction zone out on northbound 395 between Edsall to about Seminary. Left lane is what's blocked. The right lanes reportedly are flowing okay this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We have a 20% chance of isolated showers early this morning, increasing to a 50% chance as we move through the afternoon. High today of 89 degrees, 60% chance of showers heading into Sunday, low 72. Right now it's 77 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions at 8:30. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Right on Retirement at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know the saying, sooner rather than later? Sometimes later is better. Like having that one relative over this weekend. In-laws? Maybe later. Or your kid comes home from school and asks, where do babies come from? Let's talk about that way later. How about when you know you need a new roof, but you wish you could pay for it later? People ask me, Patrick, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? How about you pay me half later and the other half? Never. Now through August 31st, we're cutting 50% off all roofing materials. And the half you do pay for, you can pay me later with 18 months interest-free financing. That's not next year, that's next decade. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through August 31st, half later, half never.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Unpack Your Emotional Baggage on Wednesday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Bonner, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, our producer this morning, and plenty to cover, obviously. What a week. Started off with a bang with Omarosa, who has somewhat dropped off the face of the mainstream news outlets because of the John Brennan controversy. It's fascinating how all they want to do is cover controversy and not cover any of the news that's going on, whether it's good news or bad news. They don't want to cover the news. They just want to cover the controversy, but that's fine. Keeps us in business now, doesn't it? Well, let's see. Where do we begin this morning? Well, I don't think we need to say much more about Omarosa. There is a story out this morning that says she's got more texts, she's got more tapes, she's got more this, she's got more documents, she got more this and that. However, if she's fired her best shot, it hasn't hit the target. So all she's doing basically is making kind of a fool of herself. And would you hire Omarosa? I mean, is anybody ever going to hire her again? I just hope that she makes enough money from the book and it's not offset by all of the legal fees that she's going to run to and possibly the fine if that arbitration finds her in violation of the non-disclosure agreement. But I can't imagine anybody in their right mind would ever hire her again, even at MSNBC, because what would she do to you if you hired her? Wow. Piece of work there. Donald Trump basically made her successful career in the media, and when she got
fired 4 times in the past, at least I think it was. That was according to People magazine back in 2004. I think she'd been fired 4 times, and one of them involved the Clinton White House and Al Gore. So, interesting track record. Whatever. Enough on Omarosa. Interesting story out overnight, or late yesterday. Prosecutors are recommending that George Papadopoulos, of course, he served as a sort of a low-level policy advisor to the president's campaign. Well, the prosecutors would like to see him do 6 months in jail. And he is the one, of course, that had a few drinks at the bar and spilled a little information to a foreign diplomat, which got the ball rolling. Anyway, he did basically plead guilty, but they still want to stick him with 6 months. Interesting, that comes out the Friday that they're having a little trouble on the Manafort verdict. Be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, I'm sure you've heard the jury left without a verdict. Paul Manafort, day 14 of his trial. Headline saying the jury scared as it heads home without a verdict. Apparently there have been some threats against jurors. So they had a motion from 7 news organizations seeking access to sealed materials related to the trial that would have publicly identified the jurors. Well, the judge, and that is Judge T.S. Ellis III, who was quite colorful, he denied the motion, told the courtroom the jurors were scared and afraid. And as a result, Ellis said he didn't feel right releasing the names of the 12-person jury. Now, Manafort's team left the court on Friday. They were pleased that the deliberations would spill into a third day. The attorney, Kevin Downing, told reporters it favored his client. Jury deliberations scheduled to resume Monday morning at 9:30. Manafort facing 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. And it'll be fascinating to see how that one plays out. 18 counts, that's quite a number to choose from if you're a juror. Some interesting things going on around the country that may or may not get too much attention. And one of them is one we're going to get into in a little more depth in a moment or so. But there's one out of Michigan that I just thought was interesting. There's a state legislator in Michigan that made some comments about an Asian American opponent who was running for state senate. Now, the Michigan legislator is African-American, and she's Democratic, and she reportedly made a comment, a racial slur, when referring to her opponent, the state representative, Stephanie Chang, and this was during the recent Democratic primary. Now, the state representative that is accused of the comments, Betty Cook Scott, has apologized. I deeply regret the comments I made that have proven hurtful to so many. Those are words I never should have said. The only question I have is, since she is a Democrat, what is the double standard here? Had you heard that story before? Probably not. Did it make the headlines? Had it been a Republican legislator somewhere, would it have been the lead story on the evening news on any of the media outlets? No, she's a Democrat, so... Under the rug. And it, you know, came out of the Detroit Metro Times. At least the Detroit Metro Times reports the news. Good for them. Fascinating story on illegal immigration and Canada. This is fascinating. You've got to hear this. This is next. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update. We're going to check out the very latest on the traffic and the weather. And James Stanley's in the traffic center. Good morning, James. What's going on over there?
Yeah, Rick, we're seeing some delays this morning on 395 northbound in Virginia. Between Ed Saul to about Seminary, that's a left lane taken out with a construction project. Also northbound 395 right past Shirlington Circle. Construction crews there have a left lane completely blocked. Beltway Interloop, that's a stalled car right before Georgia Avenue with a right lane taken out. Left lane's, though, reportedly moving okay, it's still early. And on the Beltway Interloop, just past the Dulles Toll Road, a right lane's blocked with a construction project. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little sticky outside this morning. Looking for clouds today, a high of 88. Thunderstorms on Sunday, high 82. Partly cloudy Monday with a high of 82. More thunderstorms Tuesday. Sunshine
middle of the week when everybody's in the office. Sunny and a high of 83. Outside now in D.C., it is 72. We're headed up to a sticky 88 today. 6:15, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, and the whole global firestorm about how the Trump administration is handling illegal immigration. This story is in the Washington Post. It's attributed to Associated Press writers. Very interesting. Headline, the number of border crossings entering Canada illegally from the U.S. rose from June to July, but remained sharply below the pace of last summer. Canada's Immigration Department said this week that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police intercepted 1,634 migrants last month, up from 1,263 in June, part of a surge that strained Canada's immigration system. Officials say the drop between the 2 years is likely due to their warnings that winning asylum isn't as easy as some believed. What's happening is those illegal immigrants, instead of trying to stay in the United States, they're passing through the U.S. and going into Canada because of the Trump administration's crackdown. And now Canada is warning them that winning asylum isn't as easy as some believed. I thought the Canadians were these wonderful, open-armed people that were so critical of the United States and our policies and how they were so great and we were so evil. Well, Mathieu Genest, it might be Genet in French, is a spokesman for Canada's immigration minister. While the numbers are promising, Canadians expect all levels of government to work together to live up to our international and humanitarian obligations. Genet said the government is making investments to improve border security. So, I wonder if they're going to build a wall. I don't know. He said they're also speeding up the processing of asylum claims. The surge in migrants to Canada began last year, shortly after the Trump administration announced plans to withdraw temporary protected status for individuals living in the U.S. from certain countries, including Haiti and El Salvador. Many of the migrants have said they left the U.S. fearing deportation due to increased immigration enforcement under President Trump and believing Canada would automatically give them residence, only to experience a rude awakening upon arrival. I'm reading this from the article. So the Canadians have a problem with the illegal immigrants. If you've seen this story in the evening news, I'm impressed that it was in the Washington Post. I just think it's so ironic. It's the double standard. It is the hypocrisy and the double standard. It's just amazing. The headline on it, the number of border crossers entering Canada illegally from the U.S. rose from June to July. You might want to take a look at it. So that's an interesting note out of Canada. And you might remember, it's the kicker here. Remember when Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted back in January, welcoming migrants? When he was reacting to President Trump's ban of Muslims from certain countries then by tweeting, to those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you regardless of your faith. Diversity is our strength. Welcome to Canada. Well, Canadian officials, quoting the story one more time, Canadian officials say economic reasons are not grounds for asylum and that many crossing the border illegally won't be allowed to stay. Well, which is it, Justin? Welcome or go home? 6:20, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Speaking of double standards, I don't know. Now, Andrew Cuomo is governor of New York, right? I'm sure you've heard about this story, but I got to play this one more time. If you haven't heard this, this is the clip of Governor Cuomo, which he was criticized for. I won't even tell you what he said. You'll hear it yourself.
And look, the simple point is all this comes down to this. We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Ouch. Really? It's never that great. Okay, that's the way you feel. Well, he came out later and said the comment was inartful. Isn't that a wonderful way to kind of dodge a controversy? Oh, the comment was inartful. So he calls it inartful. I would say it's stupid. I would say it speaks to where he really believes and what he believes in his heart. I think it's just sort of his true inner feelings came out. His father was an Italian immigrant who was a very successful governor in New York. Brother is a very successful news commentator. He's the governor in New York. But America was never that great, right? Right? Andrew, are you kidding me? So he calls it inartful. I'd say it's just stupid. I would say un-American, maybe. John Brennan would say treasonous. Oh, sorry, it's not. Anyway, very lame comments from the governor of New York, which he fessed up and said, well, they were inartful. What a lame, wimpy way to try and weasel your way out of that one. Why didn't you just say, hey, it was insensitive and I'm sorry. It was inartful. I wonder how much he pays the publicist to come up with that term. How long did they look through the dictionary trying to find the right word to describe the stupid thing that he said?
We always need to remember there are many factors that can impact your investments. Changing interest rates, shifts in emerging markets, political unrest, and more. This is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. The main reason to have a good financial advisor is to help you stay grounded, disciplined, and focused. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your investment strategy.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. You know, when people decide not to rent their home, the number one reason I hear is that they don't want to deal with tenants. Boy, I can relate to that. I used to rent out my home from across the country. Not so easy. But with Renters Warehouse handling the property management for you, renting is incredibly easy. Renters Warehouse finds people who stay a while, pay the rent on time, and respect your property. You just collect the checks. Renters Warehouse does it so well with their incredible marketing machine. They tap hundreds of websites to score you the perfect tenants in just a few weeks. Then their certified tenant match and warranty process kicks in. They do it all, from walkthrough, background, and credit checks to lease documents, inspections, rental licensing. They even provide a free 9-month tenant warranty, so if the renters default for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Find the right tenants for your home by calling 202-897-2822. 202-897-2822 or go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Renters Warehouse, great tenants live here.
Now is the best time to experience the new Buick at Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt. That's because Capital Buick GMC has the biggest savings in the area on all 2018 Buick Encores. You'll take 28% off MSRP on many models, like Encore Preferred and Sport Touring models. That's more than any other Buick dealer, with total savings up to $8,600 off. If you've been shopping for a new Buick, experience Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt, exit 23 off the Beltway, or simply visit ecapital.com.
Have you started yet on your retirement planning? Tune into The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
Do you have what you need to get the job done? Alban Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer, is your one-stop shop for both new and used earth-moving equipment. Visit their showroom on Hornbaker Road in Manassas or digwithcat.com. Dealer territory restrictions may apply.
What's a small change that can make a big difference in your day? From improving work performance and productivity to boosting energy, Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you get more done and feel better doing it. Order now to fit it into your year-end fiscal budget. Find Varidesk through GSA Advantage or visit varidesk.com/radio to learn more about how Varidesk can improve your workday. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Well, we have plenty to talk about on the Saturday Morning Update. In the next hour and a half, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And among the topics, the stories coming out now about China, are they training for exercises, military exercises against the U.S.? What is the very latest on security clearances, his feelings on the John Brennan matter? We'll check in with Tony on that front. Bruce Orr is in the headlines. Of course, you heard Donald Trump calling him a disgrace. Congressman Matt Gaetz called Bruce Orr and his wife, Nellie. Now, you know, Bruce is at the FBI. His wife, Nellie, works with Fusion GPS. Congressman Matt Gaetz called them the Bonnie and Clyde of collusion, which I found to be a rather amusing line from Congressman Matt Gaetz. So we're going to talk to Tony Schaefer about that this morning. Jennifer Harper's coming up next. She's got some very interesting poll numbers that involve the president, which I think you'll find very interesting. Also, John Gizzi will join us, and we're going to get his read on the situation on John Brennan and what that's all about in terms of the historical perspective from the past. There's one clip, you know, that I want to play real quick here from Mike Morrell. He's a former deputy director at CIA. He's on CBS a lot. And, you know, they're all talking about Brennan and all the number of people who have signed letters supporting, you know, the idea that Brennan should not have had his clearance revoked. But Mike Morrell said something that I thought was telling as he was explaining the process of writing the letter. Now, he was behind the letter, one of the organizers on it, but he did say this, and I think it puts it in perspective, and he said it on CBS, but I haven't heard it repeated anywhere. But this is what he said as he was talking about the process of putting this letter together.
And there are those of us who believe that he is acting inconsistent with the stature of a former director, so it was tough to get that language right.
Inconsistent with the stature of a former director. I'm glad Mike Morrell said that. Now, again, Morrell was in favor of the letter and supports, you know, the idea that he should not have had it revoked, but he did come out and say that there were some questions and talked about John Brennan's behavior. And there are a lot of people who have been very critical of John Brennan and some of the things in his testimony on Capitol Hill. So while he's been canonized and becoming a saint over the last 48 hours, and you may have heard the president as he was boarding the helicopter, we'll get that audio for you a little later, where he said, "I've actually given John Brennan an even bigger voice now because he's getting more attention. People didn't know who he was the other day, and now everybody knows who he is, and he'll get an even bigger bully pulpit." And Trump, in essence, said he welcomed that and wanted to get into that dialogue with John Brennan. So, interesting stuff. Plenty to cover. Saturday Morning Update. Do stay with us.
It's 6:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Calls for resignations continue to mount as more survivors of predator priests come forward in Pennsylvania. Correspondent Andy Rose has more for us.
A growing demand.
For the good of the church.
In the wake of this week's grand jury report.
For the good of the survivors.
From those seeking justice.
I think it's important for change to come.
Change cannot come soon enough for survivors as hotlines set up this week uncover even more horror stories.
You know, you can just hear relief and the letting go of a burden that they have carried by themselves.
ourselves far too long.
President of the U.S. Conference of Bishops is establishing new goals to avoid repeating the sins revealed in the report, including creating confidential channels for reporting complaints. I'm Andy Rose reporting.
The jury in the trial of former Trump campaign manager and chairman Paul Manafort ended a second straight day of deliberations with no verdict and will return Monday morning. Correspondent Karen Caifa has been in the courtroom for us.
Judge T.S. Ellis responded to requests from the media to unseal certain trial information. He revealed he had been subject to threats while presiding over the Manafort trial and therefore would not disclose juror names and addresses. I'm Karen Caifa.
60 former CIA officials are joining a chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to yank the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. Democratic Congressman Andre Carson of Indiana says the president is doing a disservice to the country.
You have qualified folks, the most qualified and trusted group that I know, who represent both military and civilian aspects of the intelligence apparatus. And I think for President Trump to do this is a form of bullying. It's outright bullying.
According to a new Pentagon report, China is actively developing its fleet of long-range bombers and are likely training their pilots for strikes against the United States and other allied targets. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. We still have this stalled car. They're working now, getting pushed over to the shoulder of the Interloop Beltway right before Georgia Avenue. Right lane is what's blocked. Beltway Interloop at the Dulles Toll Road, a right lane taken out with road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 20% chance of isolated showers this morning, increasing to 50% chance, high of 90 degrees. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 77 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings and evening here on WMAL. Sellers often ask me why I hate open houses. I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 55% of my homes sold in 10 days or less and for top dollar last year. Join me in Maryland or Virginia on October 16th or 17th to learn my proven system. Register at ericstewartgroup.com.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV 2-for-1, just $16.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $16.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and it's good to have you with us this morning. We're joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
I think Donald Trump has most people perplexed, and the media cannot figure him out. Most people can't figure him out.
And a lot of people can't even figure out what his ideology is, and you've got some very interesting numbers on it.
Well, you know, that's a really good way to put all of this, because certainly we have a complicated presidency here, and the media coverage just gets more hostile as every day goes by. And, you know, I've never seen anything like it, and I know you haven't either. Either have our readers. In fact, it's interesting. There's a new term out there for the media treatment of Mr. Trump, and this was originated by a Fox News Channel host, Laura Ingraham. She calls it anti-Trump delirium. She makes a very good point, and it's kind of a handy term. She says that Democrats in the media are now motivated primarily by this kind of obsessive and rigid rejection of everything President Trump says and does.
You know, it's not really a complicated presidency. I think it's pretty straightforward, pretty cut and dry. The complicated part of it is all of the people in a tizzy that just can't accept that this man is their president. That's what's complicated.
Right. No, I would agree with that also. I mean, you're 100% right in terms of Mr. Trump puts his thoughts out there on the line, and there you go. And it's just automatic rejection. It's like an instinctive rejection. That's what Laura Ingraham was referring to of the anti-Trump delirium. She says, but there's a price to pay, she points out. Anti-Trump delirium, she says, is pushing Democrats out of the American mainstream. And she's saying they need a little less rage and a little more reality. Good point from our friend Laura. But meanwhile, you asked about Mr. Trump's ideology. You know, that never gets discussed. What is he? Conservative, moderate, liberal? Well, Americans think all of those. In fact, there's a new poll out there, a very rare poll. This is from YouGov. Just conducted here in August by 1,500 U.S. adults. They said, what do you think President Trump is? Well, 51% of Americans think that he's conservative. That includes 70% of Republicans, a majority of Democrats, but 37% of independents really don't know. 14% overall of overall voters think that Mr. Trump is moderate. 6% think he's liberal. And 29%, Rick, they're not sure what he is. So that's an interesting point of view there. Certainly Republicans, for the most part, believe he is a conservative, but it's kind of all over the map. And it may even be evolving as we speak, but it's an interesting poll and an interesting phenomenon as well.
Well, a lot of head scratching in newsrooms around the country. They all had a good time with the Space Force, as did the late night comedians. I don't think it's much of a joke. Tony Schaefer and I had a pretty serious conversation about our security in space and in the future. What about the voters? What are you hearing in the polls about Space Force and the president's plans?
Well, you know, you're 100% right about the Space Force in terms of the media treatment of that. I mean, they just, you know, they were calling it the space farce and all kinds of things like that. But also, it did titillate some journalists. In fact, around the world, there were a lot of very interesting headlines that came out of this. In fact, they were kind of going in the sci-fi role realm, if you can imagine that. A Popular Mechanics decided that doomsday satellites and the space wars are to come. Business Insider said Trump wants to send the military into space. Here's how a fight in space would go down. And the Los Angeles Times said Space Force is a silly idea and a waste of money. Of course, CNN said late-night roast Trump's Space Force, while the National Review cautioned, don't mock Space Force. You know, I got to thinking, certainly in the old heroic days, back in the 60s and 70s, when NASA was just coming into its own, it prompted me to go to NASA's website. If you haven't been there, it's always a good idea to go. That's NASA.gov. I looked at all of the old historic photos. In fact, the Beltway column had a picture of an astronaut, David R. Scott, saluting, a military salute next to the American flag on the moon. How about that? The year was 1971. So that will kind of clear your head in terms of the Space Force and how far we could go with all of this. But meanwhile, let's talk about how the voters actually feel about Space Force. Well, surprisingly, 56% of registered U.S. voters now agree that the U.S. security and space should be a priority for the federal government. I repeat, 56% of all voters said that. That includes about 70% of Republicans, 51% of independents, and even 47% of Democrats. It indicates that people are actually paying attention. They do understand that there could be killer satellites up there, that China and Russia are working on all of these kind of things. And another 51% of voters overall, Rick, believe that conflict in space is a viable threat to the United States. Again, Republicans lead the pack on all of that. Almost a majority of independents and Democrats agree with all this. And what about the Space Force itself? It certainly captures the imagination. There's already a contest out there to develop a new logo for the Space Force. Right now, the Space Force has a 43% approval rate. Now, you and I know that's not too shabby. It's getting up there to the majority. Of course, 50% of Republicans give it the thumbs up, and only a quarter of the Democrats. And most interesting, I think, people's reservation about the Space Force is that it's going to cost a lot of money. 43% of the voters say that Space Force should exist within the current budget of the military, while 28% think Congress should make some money for it. So anyway, it's an evolving thing, but people are paying attention, and I think that Americans are better informed on this than the media might give them credit for.
It's another one of those examples that if it's Trump's idea or it's something he supports, that many to the left of center are going to harpoon him for it. And I just want to remind everyone of 2012 in the debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney. And you may remember when Romney said that Russia was the greatest geopolitical threat facing the United States. And Barack Obama's response was, quote, "And the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because the Cold War's been over for 20 years.
Yeah, right. Well, we've got a new one starting up, perhaps, in space. Certainly. And it's that old anti-Trump delirium, as our friend Laura Ingraham would say.
With the primaries, it's nothing but the blue wave, the red wave. Talk about the Democrats, talk about the Republicans. But there could be a wave of yet another color coming in the fall and in 2020. And who are they and what are they up to?
Well, my gosh, the Libertarians are at work. How about that, Rick? I always like to follow the Libertarians, that old third-party threat. And I will remind you that the Libertarian Party currently has 837 candidates running for office around the nation. These include senators, Republicans, local officials, regional officials. And, for example, there are 102 Libertarians running for office in Texas alone. So what's interesting, they're always very active, and certainly everyone remembers Gary Johnson. Now, he was governor of New Mexico twice. He ran for president as a Libertarian twice. And now, well, everybody sound the trumpets. Gary Johnson has confirmed that he's running for the U.S. Senate seat in New Mexico. Again, he's running as a Libertarian, and he's got a beautiful, slick new campaign video, lots of images and snappy words, but you know, he's already ruffling some feathers. The progressives out in New Mexico are not happy. Progress Now New Mexico has already issued a set of voter guidelines called 10 Reasons Why Gary Johnson is Wrong for New Mexico. But I think this, the reason I'm paying attention to this is kind of almost a test case to see if a third-party threat is going to rock the boat for Republicans and Democrats, because there's always that chance, my gosh, in these close races that well, the normal people who were going to win these races aren't going to get to them. And a lot of people are paying attention to this. I've got a quote here from a former New Mexico state senator, Rod Adair. He's also a Republican strategist. He says about Gary Johnson, he says, "Here's a guy who vetoed close to 900 bills and simply would not accept any increase in the size and scope of government. That seems to be right in the wheelhouse of measurable disgust with both the left and the right. He may be the perfect third-party option." And he predicts that conservative Latino Democrats There are plenty of them out there, and some Republicans are definitely going to take notice of Mr. Johnson's campaign. And certainly the Libertarian Party had a thing or two to say about all this. They say the theme of Johnson's new campaign video is that he's fiscally conservative and socially cool. I don't know what that means, but anyway, moving right along. Most Democratic and Republican politicians are neither. This year, voters in New Mexico and throughout the nation will have hundreds of good libertarians to vote for, which means voting for the lesser of two evils is still evil. This is according to Elizabeth Brearley. She's the media coordinator for Libertarian Party. So that's why we watch the Libertarians. They've always got something cooking.
Where are Jill Stein and Ralph Nader and the Green Party when we need them?
I don't know.
You know, one of the very popular questions that they often ask presidents and people in high places is, what keeps you up at night? What do people worry about? Which is kind of interesting, and I wonder if worries change over the years. So I guess the question arises, what are we worrying about, and what do other people worry about? And you've got a very interesting poll that takes a global look.
Yeah, this is a really massive poll. That's why I paid attention to it. You know, if you're feeling kind of edgy and disconcerted and peevish, well, you know what? You're not alone. This is a massive new poll from Ipsos. They're a major pollster. They do all kinds of polling around the world. And they have interviewed 20,000 people in 28 nations. These are primarily developed nations around the world. And they found that 56% of this huge survey believe that their own nation is on the wrong track. Now, how many of these polls in America do you see that say, oh, America's on the wrong track, America's on the wrong track? Well, now we find this is a common worry worldwide. All these people in these 28 nations, 56% say, my nation is on the wrong track, you know, so, okay, we've got that in common. But, you know, there are a couple of nations that don't think their country is on the wrong track, and predictably, the survey found that only 9% of the Chinese think that their nation is on a wrong track. And
well, they're not allowed to think. They're not allowed to think they're on the wrong track.
Well, anyway, in second place is Saudi Arabia. Only a quarter of the Saudis feel that way. Followed by India, that's 33% think their nation is on the wrong track. Followed by Malaysia, 34%. And South Korea, 37%. That's the top five. And if you're wondering about your fellow Americans, well, 59% say that the U.S. is on the wrong track, but all of the Western allies, the numbers are way worse. It's 66% in Germany, 67% in Britain, 73% in France, Spain, and Sweden, and it just goes on down the line. And last place is Brazil, 85%, Peru, 78%. South Africa, 76%, and Hungary, 74%. So the point of all this is that if you're feeling kind of, everything's just going wrong, well, you're not alone. And it also has psychologists wondering why this is, and a lot of psychologists think it's because we either have too much media exposure, too much exposure to the news, too much exposure to social media, and also too much consumerism. That's another story altogether. But the common worries beyond just thinking your nation is on the wrong track. Among these 28 nations, unemployment is at the top of the list, followed by poverty and inequality, crime and violence, financial or political corruption, and health care. So there you go. So if you're worried, you're not alone.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, and you can follow her on Twitter, find out what she's worrying about every day at Harper. At Harper Bulletin. Jennifer, thank you as always.
Okay, everybody, don't worry too hard and have a good day.
Thank you. It is 6:49. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to talk with Sam Moore. Sam is Sam of Sam and Dave. You know the song Soul Man, Hold On, I'm Coming. We're going to reflect with Sam on the life of his dear friend Aretha Franklin. That's up next, but first a check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley over in the traffic center, what's going on?
Yeah, Rick, watch for some delays this morning. Already starting to build in Virginia, 395 northbound. Between Edsall to Seminary, we've got a left lane blocked with a construction zone. Also northbound on 395 around Shirlington Circle. Left lane taken out. Right lane's reportedly moving okay through there. That's a stalled car on the Beltway Interloop right before Georgia with a right lane taken out. And the Beltway Interloop right past the Dulles Toll Road. We've got a right lane blocked with a road project going on this weekend. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be a hot and sticky one today with a high temperature of 88 degrees and cloudy for the day. Now, tomorrow we look for thunderstorms, a high of 82, cloudy on Monday with only a 10% chance of rain. Thunderstorms back in the picture on Tuesday, sunshine Wednesday. High temperatures in the low 80s for the next 4 or 5 days after today. Right now in D.C., we are at 72. We are headed to 88, and it's 6:51 Saturday morning update.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spend. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. Attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-8723, or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE or otaclass.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. This is how neuropathy sufferers describe their nerve pain. Now there's a drug-free and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves and restore nerve function to get you back to the activities you enjoy. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, you don't have to endure the pain or the side effects of drugs like gabapentin or Neurontin any longer. A consultation to learn if you're a candidate for a drug-free, non-surgical treatment is just $75 when you mention this ad. Virginia Family Chiropractic. Call us 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something that really works? Men, you need to try Noxetril, the explosive male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Call now for our special free bottle offer today.
Call 1-800-229-9517. That's 800-229-9517. 800-229-9517.
You know, Sam and Dave were R&B artists back in the 60s, and Sam Moore is still performing. And you know this song, it was an inspiration for the Blues Brothers, the classic song Soul Man. Well, Sam Moore joins us now on WMAL. Sam, it is great to have you back on WMAL, and obviously Aretha Franklin, the legend, and such a huge impact on the music, the industry, the charts. But I wanted to get your reflections on her impact on the society as a whole, America at that time and you know, through the last five decades, and those artists that looked up to her.
You know, there was a piece from Billy Preston, and it would sum up the whole legacy, life, and everything around this person. It really would. Him saying that she was one of a kind. She was born to do what she was doing. But if it was today trying to do that, hey, be just another female lady trying to get a record deal. But by the same token, what she did and accomplished before this, it's amazing. And if people would understand what Billy was saying about her, that would be it. I'm telling you, Rick, it really would. I'm telling you.
What stands out to you as you reflect on your close friendship with Aretha Franklin over the years? Tell us about her, the person that we don't know, but you do.
This is a person, she was a person, and I'm paraphrasing now, that she could be a nice person. She could be a person to have dinner with. She could be a person to joke with. She could be a diva. All of these things. But at the end of the day, once that lady walked up on a stage and sat down at the piano, all that went away. That's a quote from Mr. Preston. That's a quote. I'm stealing. You know, that's why I feel paraphrasing, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just a thing that you look and say, wait a minute, you're trying to make up and trying to do her justice. That thing is justice. That is. I moaned her, Rick, I did. Moaned her a long time ago. Now, today, Saturday, since her passing, I'm now celebrating. I am now celebrating her because all the things that she accomplished or was starting or wanted to accomplish, it's done now. She is at peace. She's at peace with the man upstairs. And you know what? I am so happy and pleased with that until all I can do is jump up and down and say, go, girl. Go, girl. We should be so lucky.
The role of gospel music, not only in her career, but in her life and in your life and career.
One and the same. It was her passion. And as you're asking, it was also my passion, still is. Her influence was the gospel. And every song she sang, whether it was a good song or a bad song or a song that meant nothing, she put her passion into that song, her soul. And I would imagine that if you're asking about myself, I would say basically the same thing. Whatever, if I can't put a feeling into it, I wouldn't do that. You know, I'm going to say this. Listen to this. Listen to this carefully. You can go. I don't care what they say about Aretha. She can be in Detroit for years. She can be decades away without taking a plane or flying off to Europe. She can cancel half of her gigs and infuriate every producer and promoter in the country. She could sing all kind of jive songs that are beneath her. She could go into a diva act, which is true, and sit down at the piano on any given night and get her body and soul over every righteous song she'll take a shot at. And then she'll swear, you will swear, and you walk away saying this, Rick. There has never been anyone else like. And you think she's the most produced person in the world. That came out of the mouth of William Billy Preston, my dear friend. That's what I'm quoting from. And I totally agree with that. Because all of it, what he said about her and towards her is true. No lie, no makeup, and that's the way she really was. He said things that we would be afraid or can't say because of our careers, and that's what I'm giving you now, my dear friend.
The great Sam Moore, reflections on the great Aretha Franklin. Thank you for being with us.
My friend, thank you for talking to me. Thank you for listening to the fact that I'm going to celebrate this woman and tribute this woman. Will I miss her? I do miss her forever and ever. There will never be another Aretha Franklin.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much, buddy.
The news is next on WMAL at 7 o'clock. And we're back with John Gizzi. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up in the next hour, too.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.